2 hours later, I can actually
function. Dude, I felt so bad.
That's how mean it was.
Is it happening?
Radio test.
Is it happening?
Shout out to Stryker Heating and Cooling and Wiley's Fence and Outdoor. So if you listen to us and you need anything done for your AC and heater, or if you need something built out of wood or steel, those are the two guys to go talk to.
All you have to do is come see this deck, and Wiley, you're the man.
And hopefully step into our house, and if you're allergic to cats, you won't even know that their cats are here.
Yeah, because we got that new air purification system put in by Stryker Heating and Cooling. And supposedly, it kills everything, COVID included.
Good luck with that.
Right?
I mean, I don't invite people over that have COVID, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, there's going to be a vaccine soon.
Yeah, but have you seen that? Like, a few of the vaccines actually cause facial paralysis? Some cerebral palsy coming out?
Bell's palsy?
Or Bell's palsy. Aww. There you go.
I don't think I've ever had Bell's palsy.
Looking at your face, you've had a lot of things. Probably not Bell's palsy, but...
Not because of Bell's palsy. That'd be a sunroof, but... Yeah, Bell's palsy?
Saturday night palsy.
may have one point in time in my life had Saturday night palsy.
Yeah, that's got to be a thing, right?
Oh, it's a thing. I went to the doctor for it.
Dug glass out of your eyeball and your forehead?
Doctor's like, do you drink a lot? I'm like, well, yeah.
No. Define a lot.
Yes, exactly.
I always dread that question. I go into the fucking doctor's office and like, do you drink?
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
How much?
A lot.
I just kind of squint, and I'm like, I don't know, like.
Oh no! I've gotten to the point where I just tell them.
I do. I'm sorry.
I want to see
five or six
reaction.
Days a week.
I want to see their reaction.
Oh, I never say days a week. Just 5-6 beers. Come on.
Mm-mm. No.
They'll dial.
I will look at that motherfucker straight in their face, and they're like, "So, how much would you say you drink in a week?" And I was like, "That's really high in math. So, can we do a day?" Can we narrow the scope here? And they're like, okay, well, how much do you drink a day? And I was like, 18-pack.
No. See, mine's different, though.
You got to take a few shots here and there.
That's abnormal. Well, I mean, I guess you want
to. A normal day for me would be 2 beers max, and then I go directly to Jameson. And so I have 2 cups of Jameson.
A normal day.
2 cups.
A normal day, honestly,
like
no
shit. 8 ounces of a cup?
Or? No.
What do you mean by cup?
Like low ball.
Low ball. Yeah. Glass. Word. Okay.
So that's probably about...
I'm gauging what you mean by
that's
cup.
That's probably about 3 ounces with the rock.
You're probably giving yourself a generous pour. So 3 ounces. No,
it's a generous pour, bro.
It's a 6-ounce glass?
Yeah, and but you got to figure giant out.
Yeah, I'm just saying you have the...
So all the listeners, Jeremy went all out and got some really, really nice...
Oh, they're fantastic.
...low-ball glasses.
I may be acquiring some of these myself.
They're square on bottom, but still round on top. So they hold
same
nicely.
Same glasses from Lucifer.
And then
is
also...
Is that a TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And also went about getting the nice sphere ice maker thingies, but really nice ones. So they actually, like, come out right.
Yeah. And when you put the water in it, you fill it up to the line and you put the lid on it. But the lid has a hole at the top that will allow the frozen water.
It's the fill line that makes that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just let you know. Mm-hmm.
But you can actually fill it up with water, and you can turn it upside down, and it won't drip out that hole. So me, I have a drawer freezer.
Selling point.
So if they tip over or whatever, you know, they tip over or whatever, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the reason I got those.
They're nice.
That and shout out to Jeffrey up over in Maryland, who turned me on to those ice makers.
Oh, yes, yes. True story. The friends that we visited in Virginia.
Yeah. But.
I digress.
Jake Paul. I can't believe this. I can't believe either one of them.
Is Jake the Paul one calling out Conor McGregor?
Jake Paul is the one that's calling out
McGregor.
Mayweather.
No.
Logan Paul.
Okay.
Oh, no. Logan Paul
Logan
is Mayweather.
Paul is Mayweather. Jake Paul is McGregor.
Jake Paul
and
is going to get knocked the fuck
die.
Out.
They're both going to die.
No,
they're both good.
Mayweather doesn't pack enough. Mayweather doesn't bring enough to the table to kill anybody with a punch.
This will be the biggest scam ever produced.
Oh yeah, yeah. Seriously, you're talking about easy. What do you think? So the last,
it'll
the
be
last,
at least $50 a pay per view.
Well, here's well, true, but here's what
actually,
I was going to get.
You know what? Because
$60,
at least 60,
at least 60.
I would bet 70.
Mayweather's probably going to be an $80 fight. Plus, Mayweather's getting $200 million.
Oh, minimum.
Yeah, just to show the fuck up. Just to show the fuck up.
That's before the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, that's before the fight or anything.
That's just a walk-in.
Yeah.
Just to agree, that's a signing bonus.
No, that's just my signing. That's my contract.
That's what we're doing.
I want $200 million.
And then I get 60% of the pay-per-view, so I don't know what
that is. Oh, no. Not with Logan Paul or whoever the fuck Paul he's fighting. That dude's taking 80%.
No,
all day long.
Not a chance. Not all day long. Mayweather won't allow that.
No. Mayweather's taking 80%.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well.
He's like, I'll give you 20%, and that's all you get.
Yeah, but the only reason that thing's going to get made is because of Logan, of the Pauls.
No, the only reason that's going to get fucking made is because Mayweather.
I don't know about that.
Like, you could go fight. He went and fought Nate.
That to a vet.
He went and fought Nate Robinson.
Oh yeah,
no,
yeah.
We've never gotten him up. We've never gotten the cat hot, but he knocked out a non-fighter, a basketball player,
who thought he was something. Hey, now
he thinks he's something. He ain't shit.
Hey, both these Paul brothers have had training. They've boxed for a while now, at least a year,
dude.
They've had training. They're not like they're coming off the street.
Okay,
now they've not had Mayweather training, but they've trained at least for a year.
Hold on, man. You can't say that they've had training. They haven't boxed in Golden Gloves. They might be going to a gym.
They're going for a gym.
And throwing hands at pads and beating around a freaking heavy bag. Or even like a middle bag. Maybe they can do a speed bag. I would be impressed if they could do a speed bag.
That was an NBA player that, oh boy, knocked the fuck out.
That doesn't impress me none. The guy's an athlete. He's an athlete. Exactly. But you're a fucking basketball player.
Yeah.
You don't get knocked around on the face or on the head.
Yeah, you're not getting...
You're still not like a pro athlete.
I mean,
now
this dude, all I'm saying is that this guy's had some training.
If he got in the ring and was boxing with Grandmama, Mr. Robinson, anybody from the mid late 90s, even I gave you Dennis Rodman. I'm pretty sure Dennis Rodman dropped that dude like a bad fucking habit, because back then, when you were in the paint, that was a different NBA.
Different NBA, yeah.
You can't get away with that shit.
Hey,
now.
One of these guys, that's not their first fight.
No.
He's had a fight before.
Jake Paul's fought like three or four different times.
Another YouTube twat.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You haven't fought anybody. You haven't done shit. Here's what I'm saying. This is all I'm getting at. You go get in the... I don't care which one. You go get in a boxing ring.
Whatever.
Or you go get in the octagon with McGregor.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
Both of you dudes are dead.
You're dying. Yes.
And
you better have an ambulance ready.
Your best bet all day long, hands down, go get in a boxing ring with both of them.
Yes,
that's your best bet.
Your only chance.
You get in the octagon with freaking Mayweather, Mayweather is going to kill you. Period.
Mayweather would never agree to go in an octagon. Ever.
Bullshit. You give that motherfucker $120 million, I bet he'd get in that fucking octagon all day long.
$20 million, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's just money. The only reason any of these fucking assholes are doing it is money.
It's all about money.
I'm aware.
It's a money grab. That's all it is.
And nobody gives a shit about any one of them.
Of course not.
I mean, Mayweather, I will watch Mayweather. Please, just go get in a ring with somebody who can fight, you fucking useless twat. Go get in a ring with fucking Felix Trinidad. I'll take Trinidad at fucking 90. How old is that guy?
Trinidad's my age. Fuck. He's at least 48.
And I guarantee you at 48, he can still wear that motherfucker's
ass out.
Wear his ass.
There's not even a question about that. Jesus.
I would like to see freaking Roy Jones Jr. Hey,
Roy Jones Jr. would beat his ass.
Shed weight, bro. Get back down to the weight class you started at.
Drop 40 pounds. Drop 40
pounds
and fuck him up.
Please.
It would be no contest.
I mean, I would ask Tyson to do that, but you'd have to cut that motherfucker's left leg off in order to get him down to that weight class. Yeah. He'd have to go in there with a pogo stick.
That's the thing. Mayweather, there's no way he's fighting above 155. You can't tell me.
He won't. He's scared.
Any of those guys are coming down to 155.
No. No. Nobody.
They're both over 6 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
They're at least 220.
Oh, dude. You know what would make a good fight, though? Mighty Mouse and Mayweather. No, I'm not talking about the cartoon. I'm talking about
the UFC guy.
The UFC guy. They called him Mighty Mouse. This dude's like 135 pounds. Got ears. He probably could hear me talking about him if I had a thought.
Is that Israel? Is that Israel Adesanya?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
I think it is. I think it is.
Cool dude, man. Dude, but he's
and a beast.
He's a beast.
Dude. Ooh.
And he does carry knockout power.
Yep.
Mayweather ain't knocked a motherfucker out since he fucking fell on his fucking corner table. Knocked the damn self out. Just saying.
Demetrius Johnson.
There you go.
Mighty Mouse?
Yep. That is correct.
Let me see a picture.
Just,
Demetrius. Oh, did you already close it?
That's okay. I got it. I didn't like shut it though. Demetrius Johnson.
Yep. That's him.
Yep. Thanks, Google.
I think Israel is not a style bender. Sorry. I'm confusing my nicknames.
Would you say Airbender? The last Airbender?
Stylebender.
Airbender? No, I was going to say.
Stylebender is Israel.
Give it another 10 years. It'll finally it'll be there.
Yeah, that's Izzy. Izzy, Israel Adesanya, Stylebender. Also a beast.
I can't believe one of those fucking Logan twats is going to call out McGregor. I can understand Mayweather. Mayweather is not anybody you have to be scared of. He's a point fighter. He's a point boxer.
He's a small dude who's a defensive-minded dude.
Yes, and
he's not gonna cause damage.
No,
Conor McGregor on the other hand, well, you know what? You may lose your jaw.
Oh yeah,
like it may come off your body.
There's a lot of people that have talked a lot of shit about McGregor, and then got in the ring with him, and within 13 to 25 seconds, caught one across the bottom of that chin, and they were like,
maybe not.
He's got that precision. Like when he throws his hands, he knows exactly where they're going and where they're going to hit.
And he can talk some shit.
And he can back it up. With the 5 ounce fucking
right
UFC gloves.
Where'd you get that koozie from, Corey?
Whitestone Brewery, probably.
But did he get it from there?
No.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. When the fuck did you go?
Never stepped in Whitestone Brewery.
Where the fuck did you get that?
He probably got that
from
shit out of our stash.
No, that's from Moons Over My Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
Cool chick.
Sweet person. Love her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So shall we talk about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde team that is the Chicago Bears?
Oh, you talk about Mitch Trubisky?
What in the fuck was that?
Dude, that was Khalil Mack. You said it earlier.
It was the Khalil Mack show all goddamn day.
It was funny because we went over to Jerry and Nina's to watch the game.
I was hoping you were going to tell me that.
Yeah. We were over there.
I was sad for Nina, but I was happy that Steve Moore was sad.
I would have been wearing Steve
Moore. I was fine with Steve being sad, but Nina being sad, I was like, Jeremy, just give me daps. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. But it was funny.
I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it.
Nina comes out at one point in time, and she's standing next to me. And I'm trying to get into the sunlight because it was...
It's chilly.
It was hot, cold,
the wind,
hot, cold.
The wind was coming on.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. It rolled in yesterday.
That wind was tough.
Nina comes over and she's standing next to me. She's like, where is the ball? I was like, oh, you'll see in a minute on the replay. So it was the one where
I was gone, I think, already at this point, wasn't I?
Oh, what's the quarterback for freaking...
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. He threw it. Khalil Mack put his hands up, and that ball went like 40 foot in the air.
Yep.
She's like, where is the ball? And then they showed the replay. She's like, that's why I couldn't find the ball.
Yeah. Khalil Mack show.
Yeah, Khalil Mack came in. I mean, clutch player.
Worth all the $120 million he's making. But.
Oh, yeah. Dude, no, he definitely is worth the money. I still laugh at the fucking Raiders because y'all still fucking suck nuts.
Oh, dude. Talk about another.
Excuse me.
What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ.
That was nothing?
No, the Raiders fucking getting their fucking ass kicked. What in the fuck is up with that?
Good, considering last week they're the only ones that fucking won, and we were all like, what the fuck? This is not okay.
Because everybody last week, we were all winning.
Everybody. We were winning.
And everything lost.
Everybody lost.
Two fucking minutes.
Except for the Raiders, who turned it around and won at the last minute. So we're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Raiders.
Fuck the Raiders.
Yeah,
but, hey, I gotta give old Locke some
of love.
Some props. I mean, he threw his first 4-touchdown game.
Fuck off.
And this dickhead managed to do it without throwing an interception.
Oh my God.
So there are some signs of improvement in life over in the Denver land.
That's not a lock problem. I think that's an offensive line.
It's a huge offensive line.
That's an offensive
but,
line.
But you know,
you give that dude some time, man. He can develop.
He can develop, and I hope that we do give him time. And I mean, as far as Denver Nation goes, dude, they have the patience of like a 70-year-old Karen that's waiting on her cup of coffee from McDonald's. They want
Karens are typically like now. In their 50s, just FYI.
They want wins now. They're not waiting for him to develop and to figure out how to throw a football.
It's a fucked up. Come on, it's a COVID year. So yeah. I'm giving a pass to pretty much everybody.
Speaking of COVID years, bro, have you seen the college rankings?
I have not.
Oh, my fucking God.
All I know is that Ohio State is getting a pass for
Ohio
not
State.
Fucking
your entire fucking
games.
College should be kicked out of fucking football.
For sure. For
the
sure.
entire West Coast should be kicked out of fucking absolutely. FBS right absolutely. Now. You're done.
There needs to be relegation. In college football.
Relegation, regulation.
Relegation, like relegation. In soccer.
I don't know what that is.
You go out to fucking Champions League soccer, dude. If you can't make the playoffs, you get relegated to the lower, to the AHL.
I got you. Okay. So AAA, strings. AAA. So actually like,
So you basically what strings. He's saying is like, if you are not good enough to be, essentially if we were going to do it in college football, if you're not good enough to be in the top 25, you get sent down to
Division 2.
You're going D2.
Yep.
You're no longer a D1 school. You can't have these kids, or I'm sorry, you can't have these schools like USC who have been completely irrelevant for the last decade.
Since Pete Carroll.
And then you're still D1.
Pete Carroll was the last time USC right. was relevant.
Oh, no. The last time they were relevant, they were cheating-ass motherfuckers paying people to come play football.
Pete Carroll era. Yeah.
I thought the D
Richard
was,
Bush.
You thought the D was what? I got one for you.
I thought it was based off size and an amount of people, though, seriously. I thought that D1? For D1 schools and whatnot, yeah.
To an extent,
yes, and it also includes Title IX, so you have to have the female sports also.
Kay.
You can't just have men's basketball and men's football. You got to have
right.
women's volleyball, women's
so essentially the men's basketball and men's football.
So
have to carry all the female sports so they can get a D1 ranking.
That and college baseball, too.
Baseball.
There's still some money.
Dude, here's the thing. As I love college baseball. As a baseball player, I definitely love college baseball. But I will tell you straight up, you're not making money.
No, but I mean, there's still the college World
you're not
Series.
Supposed to.
No, I'm talking about the schools.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was saying, when you're talking about D1 schools.
Same with basketball, though, too.
Yeah.
There's like three colleges. Dude.
Arkansas back in the day was making a shit ton of money off our basketball
you've
team.
You've got a total of three schools that make money off basketball. The rest of them don't make shit. Kansas, Duke, North Carolina.
Because Villanova.
That's about it.
Villanova.
Because basketball's terrible.
Basketball is fucking terrible.
College basketball's fantastic.
I've never liked basketball.
College basketball is the greatest goddamn sport to watch.
Hey, actually,
outside of hockey, but whatever.
I take it back. I did like basketball back during the Bulls' heyday.
Of course. What's but, not to like?
Oh, right?
What are you
I know.
About?
You know, that's probably the only thing I've ever been a, what is it? Bandwagoner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much
doesn't
entire,
change the fact. Doesn't change the fact they were good.
The entire country was a bandwagoner
yeah,
at that
Yeah, that's
point.
True. I mean, so same look, for the Cubbies.
Let's look at this, though.
And the home team.
So right now.
There's a reason why the Cubbies are the... It's not because of the Cubbies, it's because of WGN.
You can't even...
Everybody, the entire country got to see the Cubbies.
Because of Harry Carey?
You can't even be mad. You can't even be mad at the fucking Cubbies about anything.
Nobody is.
You really can't. Like, the Cubbies are...
We know.
Sweet. Bruh, been there, done that. Come on.
So here we are. Alabama number one.
Alabama.
10-0.
Of course they are.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You're 10-0.
Yeah, and... Never mind. You can do that when you're playing Marshall every other week, but whatever.
Okay.
Number two.
Call it fair, but never
mind. Since you're going to bring up playing Marshall every other week, Notre Dame.
No. Get the fuck out of here.
They right are now. 10-0, but you're nice. Right. I mean, again.
Who the fuck are they playing? Get the fuck out. They had one decent game all year. Was that Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Clemson.
I'm pretty sure it was Clemson.
So where's Clemson at then?
And Clemson had, their quarterback had COVID.
Clemson is number four at 9-1.
The one loss they had, well, I think, was to Notre Dame. Is that because Trevor Lawrence had COVID, so he was out.
So guess who's number three? Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
At 5-0.
Yeah, 5-0.
And the only team you've played with a winning fucking record is Indiana.
And they should have lost that fucking
game. But I'm just sitting here going,
Indiana should have won that goddamn game.
I'm still sitting here going, dude, you played Indiana. If Indiana is the best fucking team you've played all fucking season, you have played
Name
no fucking
one
body.
Year that Indiana football was relevant to shit. Indiana
Hoosiers.
Basketball. I
Hoosiers.
That's basketball.
Hey, close enough.
I think that's pronounced Hoosiers.
No, it's
no.
Hoosiers. What, it's the Hoosiers.
What is a Hoosier? Go ahead and Google that shit. Are you our current Jamie?
I am.
Young
I am
Jamie? You're now young Jamie.
That's fine.
Here's what'll blow your mind, though. All those teams, they're in front of 11-0 team.
Hang on a minute. Is that Coastal Carolina?
It's Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, it's Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina and BYU. BYU is 10-1.
Yeah, but they're 10-1. And again, you're talking about. Here's the problem with both of that. It's who the fuck have they. Now.
No, I get it. What you're saying. Who the fuck have they played? But what the fuck is a 5-0 team?
Oh,
they've played 11 fucking games.
As third.
Zero questions. Zero, I have zero.
They played 11 nope. games.
Fuck
I don't
you.
Give a shit if they didn't
they
play nobody.
They shouldn't even. Ohio State shouldn't even be playing in the goddamn. In fact, I don't think they can play in the Big Ten Conference Championship.
No, they're going to win. They're in the Big Ten.
I'm saying they can't. They shouldn't even be playing in the.
Wait,
conference.
They're 5-0 what?
5-0.
Oh.
They've only played five
games.
Goddamn games.
But
everybody else has
played why?
8-11.
That was Dan Mullen's complaint
no,
with
that
Florida.
That was the COVID. It was the COVID shit.
Dan Mullen's from Florida was like, "You're just rewarding Ohio State for not playing a total of 10 games." Yeah, that's exactly right.
They showed up at the end of this, which here's the thing that. That
just
aggravates
the ball
me.
Under my foot.
Oh yeah, Nick really wants you to throw that ball.
Like literally threw it, dug her foot.
But that's the thing though, and that's what aggravates me about that whole shit though is Ohio State. Nah. You're 5-0, I'll give you that, but you've played half the games, which means your players yep. have endured half the fucking beating. They're fresh. Because you haven't played the same amount of games everybody else has, and it's just kind of annoying.
The Big Ten changed the rules. Initially, you had to play 6 games just to get in to the Big Ten championship game.
Why is that even a thing? You should play the full fucking season. Why is that even a thing?
It was a COVID thing. They came up with these rules at the beginning of the reset of the COVID.
All right, well, you didn't play 6 games, so get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely
go back
right.
out of the top 25.
Well,
and
at
let
that point,
teams,
if everybody
so
else
now,
has played 8-11, yeah, you should catch back up and have to
and
have the same record,
think,
right?
Where do you think Coastal Carolina would fare playing against Alabama, any of them, Clemson, Notre Dame?
Here's what I would say to Coastal Carolina. We're going to give you a 3 games. LSU.
LSU's a train wreck, dude.
I know. And if you can't get past that train wreck, you got problems.
They're a train wreck.
And guess who didn't? Florida. Number 6 ranked Gators did not make it past LSU.
That's
true.
LSU's a train wreck.
If you can't get past LSU.
They lost Joe Burrow, and next thing you know, they can't fucking do shit.
I thought LSU was pretty good.
Last year, yeah. when they had Joe Burrow.
This year, they're not that
good. Now Joe Burrow's playing for Cincinnati Bengals.
Actually, we'll make it 2 games. And then the next game I'm going to set you up with is Arkansas.
Here's the only football update that I have. Arkansas got creamed by Alabama.
Yes, they did.
Hmm?
Yeah, they did.
So?
The Jets got
No, did you hear what I said? What I said was that's the only thing I have to contribute, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But that's what I got.
The Jets got smoked, too.
I think it's slightly
did
funny.
Did you see that shit?
That was expected. I mean
45-3?
Well,
was
for...
Was that Seahawks?
Was it the Seahawks?
Yes. Well,
it was a lot to 3. It was a whole lot to 3.
For a minute, it was 3-3.
Are you thinking that Arkansas is a powerhouse?
No, I just want to.
Oh, she's just rubbing salt into a wound.
That's what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
No one really cares. Though.
Arkansas's rebuilding.
I mean, for a second, I had hope because it was 3-3.
Arkansas went and played fucking Georgia, ranked number 1 at the time.
I had half a drink and looked back up, and it was 13-3, and I was like, the fuck?
I had hope for Arkansas when they had Bielema. Brett Bielema is their head coach.
That dude was garbage.
I thought he could actually turn that program around.
Petrino was doing a damn good job. Petrino was turning everything around, but he couldn't stop fucking the swim coach's wife.
I thought you said Katrina. I was like, Hurricane Katrina, good for you?
Now we're mixing basketball and football. I mean, like, what?
No, Joe Petrino. He was our football coach, and he started banging the freaking swim coach's fucking wife.
Bobby Petrino.
Well, whatever.
It was a Petrino.
And he was still banging the swim coach's wife.
That's when he got in the motorcycle wreck.
No, it wasn't no motorcycle wreck. He got his motherfucking ass whooped for fucking that dude's wife.
No, because
he found out about it, and there goes, "Yep, we had a motorcycle accident, and got two black eyes, a broke nose, and my neck's a little sore." Yeah.
No, it was a motorcycle accident because he made her fucking walk off and try to call for help for him. It was fantastic.
That's just a mess. It's just a mess.
Mm-mm.
Still a great football coach.
God damn, that was Petrino. That was before Bielema, even.
Yeah. He was the coach before Bielema. Yeah. And that's why we got Bielema. Because, and Bielema was fucking doing tool shit up in fucking Ohio State whenever we got him.
That was Wisconsin, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Some Midwestern fucking overfed, corn-fed white boys on the freaking offensive line.
Wisconsin people. Cheap, dirty people. They are cheap, dirty people. I'm just telling you that right now.
Have you smelled blue cheese?
I'm not a blue cheese fan.
So
actually, I love blue cheese. My ass does not.
I looked up what a Hoosier is. It is a
wagon covered wagon.
No, it is an indigenous person of Indiana.
So Amish. Kids, this is why you shouldn't smoke. I can hear the wheezing even now. This is why smoking is bad. Smoking is bad. Shouldn't do it.
An indigenous person of Indiana?
Technically, it actually, what it really said was a native person from Indiana. But indigenous just hit home a little harder because there were lots of Indian folk up there.
So they're Amish.
But.
Is a Hoosier
with
Amish?
That said,
more like Iroquois.
I didn't go down that whole rabbit hole. No. I literally just gave what Google gave me.
It's more like Iroquois or
Chippewa.
No, not so much. Well, wait, maybe some Chippewa. Maybe.
There's some Chippewa in there.
It's Iroquois for sure.
Y'all gonna make me call fucking Tim McGraw?
Yeah, we're not calling that Chippewa.
She's one of a kind. Hey man, his dad was a fucking. His dad was a Hall of Fame pitcher, by the way.
Who?
Tim McGraw.
I don't give a fuck.
His dad was Tuck McGraw.
Hey.
I have no clue.
Fucking Hall of Fame pitcher, man. Badass dude.
For who?
I don't fucking know. I wasn't alive back then. Tim McGraw's older than me. What the fuck am I supposed to know?
He was big in the 90s. But speaking of Hoosiers, if we're going to go down that whole little rabbit hole, do y'all know what a Sooner is?
Yep.
That involves a covered wagon.
Yeah, it does.
I think all of them technically involve a covered wagon. However,
I just love that. Technically.
technically, they all had covered wagons, but a Sooner.
Oregon Trail. You all died of dysentery.
A Sooner. So we know what.
This is about a land grab.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cheaters.
Yeah.
Motherfucking cheaters. Go out there before. So
you had time. Go get you some land while you can.
Well, the way it was explained to me was a Sooner was somebody that, you know, they're selling the land and they're like, okay, on this date, this time, this is when it goes on sale and this is when you get out there, right?
Yep. Go stake it off.
So you have a starting point, but the people that know about it and that it's happening this day.
They
go the day before.
They got in line ahead of time.
Yeah. And they fucking went out and staked their ship sooner. And so I had a friend in high school who was a Sooners fan. And he tells me this, right? And he's like, well, you know what a Sooner is, right? And he's all super proud of it. And I'm like, listen to it. I'm like, so y'all are cheaters.
You're a cheater. Yeah. You're a cheater.
Well, backpedal. No, that's literally what you just told me. Like,
you want to know what's really fucking funny, though? Is if you look at Oklahoma,
they bought out the furthest.
As ugly as that state is lined out, like it's all kinds of fucked up. But if you look at Oklahoma, 95% of it is still technically Indian land.
Indian land, I think. Yeah, it's Indian. Yeah. Indian.
Most
of Oklahoma, I think, is Indian land. Yeah,
it is. So when they did that whole Sooner shit, where the Sooners come from, where they were given all the land away,
they all got killed.
That wasn't just Oklahoma.
Oh.
It was.
Oh no, it was. That was that getting was the, people to spread west.
It was all the west.
Yes, west but west. Specifically to Oklahoma. Speaking of that specific state,
yeah.
They were doing the whole give away the land as long as you irrigated, do what you needed to do, met all these guidelines, and you could have
put a fence up around it and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
But they were giving away Indian reservation.
Mm. So that makes it so much worse.
It does make it a lot worse. And here's the thing is there was actually.
Let's take a break in a minute. Sorry.
Where are we at?
I have no idea. But there was actually a lawsuit that had come up. Due to a murder case. And so the murder case. What?
I know. I keep going. I know where I keep going.
All right. So the murder case came up and the guy was convicted and it was what it was. But his appeal is the murder happened on Indian land. And therefore.
Sovereign nation.
The state has no jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So only the freaking tribal police can investigate it, and only the tribal police can convict on it. And then at that point in time, he can only serve what the tribal freaking council comes down and gives him as far as his sentence goes.
Yep.
But he can't go to state jail. He can't go to federal jail. He can only serve his freaking penance on
Indian land.
Indian land.
Because that's where it happened at, right?
And he was an Indian. And the murder actually happened in Oklahoma City. And that's the thing, is if you go back and you look, the federal government never, ever realigned the reservation that was defined as what the indigenous people had. So he's technically right. I committed a murder as an Indian, but I did it on Indian land, and I was convicted by state and federal people who have no jurisdiction whatsoever on his shit. But they'll never give it back to the Indians. They never will, not at this point, because you have Oklahoma City that would fall into that. And there's a, I want to say that there's a few, it's not Oklahoma City. Yeah, it is Oklahoma City. But there's a few other, Tulsa and a few other really big cities that fall within that. And if the federal government actually recognized that, then the tribal council, they actually control all that land, all taxes, all alcohol sales, all tobacco sales. Everything that is actually taxed within that area goes to the tribe.
We are going to take an ad break.
Oh,
if we had any ads to sell, we'd sell them right now.
This would be the point when we have, you know, strip clubs come in and do their thing, and we're going to sell some liquor here.
And we're back.
Ad copy.
Yeah, man. Dude, no, we were visiting a friend, and yeah, I don't normally smoke, like outside of me having a migraine. When I start getting a migraine, if I don't have any access to any of my pills to dull that pain, yeah, I'll take a drag.
I don't smoke that much at all, and in fact, I have not.
You smoke the fuck out of cigarettes, though.
That's a true statement.
You should stop that.
I know. I'm working on it. I know.
No, you're not even working on it.
I know. I'm battling in my head about it.
I'll get you a book.
But I have not taken a serious hit myself since I was...
Here?
Yeah, here. Not since here. That last time had me... I was...
Amber is abusive.
Out of my mind. I was out of my mind.
Amber is abusive.
The Green Hulk, I'm telling you right now, is the Grinch over there is a bitch. That shit will fuck you up.
If you're not careful.
Oh, it will fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I have actually taken... Now, I've taken a shotgun, for sure, but that's a hell of a lot easier than taking that damn thing.
You know, being bent over shotgun style.
Mm-hmm. You're just saying.
Your Navy.
I'm just saying.
He has a plan.
Hey, I'm used to it. It's easier to take.
Getting cleaned out.
I think I have a picture of our first time sitting inside in here. And you were, I think, complaining about the same rough estimate about things where you couldn't handle it. And I just have a picture like this. I got Carrie to take it for me, too. It was great. I should send it to you.
Yeah, I don't recall any of that bullshit.
I know, because I've been saving it
for now.
So how
are you liking that glass?
Well,
still liking it?
These things are fucking awesome, dude. I might buy some of my goddamn self. They're goddamn fantastic.
I'll send you the link.
They're fantastic, dude. I keep picking it up, and then I think there's still this underneath it, because it's got the flat bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, these are fantastic.
I feel like they hold pretty well.
They do.
They're just cool as fuck.
They have a nice handle to them.
With mm-hmm. the twist to them like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fucking gorgeous, dude.
That's a good call.
No, I think I did a great job on those.
I'm just not sure how you paired up the ball of ice to fit perfectly within the glass.
I think the glass maker actually took that into consideration for me.
That, and I think you got lucky as fuck.
I'm a Marine. It happens.
Yeah, you get lucky a lot.
Yeah, lucky. Luck over skill sometimes is a preferable thing. I always prefer skill over luck, but there's a lot to be said for luck.
It happens. Every now and then.
Could end up in a bad wiffle ball match, I'm just saying.
Been there, done that. I'm not bad at wiffle ball.
Oh, no. Wiffle ball's a fun game.
Fucking yes.
Been playing that shit since I was 2 years old. Actually, I was more like five, but.
Should we get into, like, a wiffle ball competition? You know, like.
There actually is a professional wiffle ball league.
Oh, I'm much better at throwing bags. Jesus. Don't even go there with it. Fuck that, dude. I'll throw some bags before I'm fucking swinging a bat.
Okay. Fair.
I might break a hip doing that.
We do have those.
I could seriously probably break a hip swinging that. Got it. That bat.
A wiffle ball bat?
Oh, yes, dude. Jesus. There's no resistance. Next thing you know, I'm going down.
I'm just giving to it.
Call 911.
I lost my ACL. My MCL. My neck and my back.
That's my hip. I broke a hip.
He's going to be over there looking like freaking.
I'll throw bags all damn day, baby. Last time I was at Catalanos, man. Me and.
What was that cartoon on MTV? Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
He's going to be like Beavis. I broke my spleen. It's my back, my liver. I don't even remember that fucking. It was something like that. Do y'all remember when they tried to shut that down?
They were saying it was a bad influence on kids or some shit.
Because
it is. Have you watched it at all? Like, since then?
That's in the Tipper Gore 90s, dude.
Tipper Gore. Talking about a fucking cunt that should have got shot in the face.
Tried shutting down all the rap. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where Walmart had to regulate what was. Legal or not.
Do you remember, what was his name? Twisted Sister. When he came out and he actually got called to the fucking Tipper Gore freaking.
The federal shit.
And he was like, here's the lyrics. And they were like, oh, well, these are the things. And he's like, well, Al Gore was saying, this is what Tipper hears whenever she sees whenever she hears these lyrics. This is what she's thinking in her head. He's like, you need to get that bitch some fucking psychiatric help. He's like, I sang a song, and that's what she took out of it. That bitch needs some help, like serious help. And I agree 100%. I think that these parents that are out there right now talking about video games, whatever else, oh, well, these things are calling. Violent acts and this cartoon causes
there
my kid to jump in mud puddles and shit.
Millions of dollars playing video games.
Well, yeah.
Millions of dollars on Twitch and all that bullshit.
Yeah, especially when they're good.
Jesus, man.
That little ninja fucker needs to get kicked in the forehead, though. Steel toe boot kicked in the forehead.
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, if it was up
it's
to me.
You gotta be a gamer of some kind. Like
of course.
Roach killers? Straight under the chin, just like straight up.
Is he that bad?
Oh, he's such a fucking tool. He is such garbage. But, you know, is what it is.
make your money where you can make it, baby.
Yeah, you make your money, boo-boo.
It is mind-boggling that there are kids. There's a channel that a kid would play with toys.
Unwrapping the toys.
Yeah.
It's the kid that unwraps the toys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was another kid that actually played with them. But just unwrapping is a thing, too? Yeah. Are you fucking
serious? No. He's the one that started it.
He's talking about the same kid you are. He would unwrap the toy, and then he would play with them.
And then judge it.
Yes. And then he would give it a rating.
He's making like $40 million a year, and the parents are like,
his parents,
fuck yeah, here you go. Here's
his parents
toys.
Had to go get a fucking warehouse for all the fucking toys and shit that
it's
were
insane.
Sent to him. Sent to him. That is ridiculous.
All of it is ridiculous. Same thing as Logan and Jake Paul. Fuck off. That's the only reason they're relevant. It's YouTube.
You know what's really funny? And I'm not getting into politics. I'm not. We have established this rule. We have established this rule that we're not
here it comes
politics on this podcast.
Punches
anymore.
Himself in the face with his microphone.
I'm getting ready. Come on, baby.
I sit here and I see these posts come from Ted Cruz.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where Ted Cruz is talking this shit. No, hold on.
He's Canadian.
Bear with me. He's talking all this shit about these billionaires from Silicon Valley.
I know.
And how they can get away with all this crap, right?
I know. I've already seen it.
But then he turns around and he's like, hey, here's another Silicon Valley company that moved to fucking Texas. I'm like, either you're against them or you're not, you stupid bastard.
One of the following posts was, you forgot Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Dude, Joe Rogan did move here, and that's awesome.
Yes.
I'm happy to have Joe here.
Oh, dude, he's fantastic. Tesla, by the way, is moving.
No, they're here.
Yeah.
They're already moved here.
Well, that was just their battery thing, but now he's moving everything here.
Yeah, Elon Musk is moving everything to Texas. They're going to do the Mars program. It's supposed to pick up out of San Antonio.
What do you think the point of the Mars program is?
So you can go figure out who your fucking ancestors are. That's my whole deal, and I can't wait for it. I cannot. I'm not fucking around. This is where people. This
is
where
waste of time.
This is where people are going to call me fucking crazy and blah blah blah, and I don't fucking care because I will say this.
Hey, though, if the sun's expanding, right?
I did not evolve from a fucking monkey. That's my thing, and I can almost. I'm gonna fucking laugh at the fact that we.
Where'd you evolve from?
Maybe an alien life form.
I'm not opposed to that. Not opposed to that.
Maybe.
Not opposed to that. I think that there's clear evidence that aliens are among us, and it's been that way for a long time.
Well, they a lot of governments have come out and actually admitted that.
The Israeli guy in charge of whatever. I mean, fuck, dude. Come on.
That guy, I think, takes shit to a whole nother level.
Well, he's also 80-something years old and probably, what do you call that when you lose your mind?
Senile,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he is or he isn't, but he's taking some shit to a level that I'm not willing to actually go to yet, but at the same time.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
It's 100% not outside of the realm of possibilities.
I mean, if you're sitting there looking
at... True statement.
I agree.
At some of the things that have come across from the fighter pilots that have filmed.
Commander Fravor.
Yeah. When you're looking at
US
some of the
Navy.
Shit.
Navy.
Yeah, when you're looking at some of the shit that he's pointing out and he's like, hey, this is recorded. This is not me. He's like, this is what's going on.
That thing went from 60 feet to 60,000 feet in about a second. That's not humanly possible.
That's not even possible in the realm of physics.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting at.
I agree.
So
I agree.
When people sit there and go, oh, well, you know, at this point in time, we were moles or we were. No, we're not. And I'm not saying that we're not closely related to fucking monkeys. Hey, you might be.
I guarantee you, DNA, we
are very closely related.
I guarantee you that we're related to monkeys just because of DNA, like you said. I'm not saying we evolved from that.
That's what I'm saying.
So
maybe the Martians dropped off two people, and the only things that they could fuck were monkeys.
Well,
or maybe monkeys were meant to be our dogs, and then dogs took over for the monkeys because dogs are a lot cooler.
All the time, man.
Oh yeah, Nyx is worried. There's some things going on outside.
Okay. Nyx is uncomfortable. I think she feels it.
You got talking to the mic, you cracker.
I just needed to sit back for just a second. I feel better.
I had to get my shit straight.
I did. Yeah, it's all very possible. There's lots of things possible.
So here's my problem with going to Mars. You can't terraform Mars. Mars doesn't have a magnetic field like we do, right? So
the
magnetic field that we have is based on the core of the Earth of iron that spins and creates a magnetic field, and that's what creates the ozone. There is nothing of that on Mars. So what's the fucking point of going to Mars?
Well, I mean, scientifically speaking, that there are theories that Venus and Mars were inhabited at one point in time.
Maybe, but they're not now, and they can't.
No, they're not. So here's the theory is, or well, here would be my rebuttal to it is if that is the theory that at some point Venus held or could hold life. Same thing with Mars.
Venus, no. Mars, maybe.
If that was the case, then maybe our fucking human nature just destroyed that fucking planet, and we came to Earth, and now. We're destroying Earth, and we need to go back to fucking Mars. I don't fucking know,
man. There's no upside of going to Mars. So
supposedly there's.
So in the solar system, Mars is closer by one to the sun.
No, that's Venus. Venus is closer by one.
From us?
Yeah.
Oh, Venus is closer to the sun than us.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Okay.
Wittenschnupp, I'm telling you, man.
Yep. No, that's true, Seven. I'm right there with you. So my point is, there's no point in going to Mars. So why would you waste all this money going to Mars when you can't? If there's no magnetic field, then what's the point? You can't terraform.
You're saying you did.
I do with my money? I went to Mars. Yeah, I went to Mars. I didn't do anything with that information. I just fucking went to
it. You're saying that. But there's not, I mean, you're saying that you can't terraform it, but you probably could put technology in place that could possibly.
You can terraform it.
There's
no magnetic field to protect what you're terraforming. There's no point to it. There's no magnetic field. Then why would you do it?
Maybe we mine the fucking rings of Saturn and plant that shit in the middle of Mars. I don't know.
I'm saying there's no point to going to Mars. None whatsoever. There's no point. You will never sustain life on Mars, ever. It's not going to happen. It's not possible. You just can't.
Say that. I don't know.
In my mind, it's clear.
I will openly say I fucking don't know. But I will say that it has to have. Excuse me there. It has to have. It has to have some type of atmosphere. The atmosphere has to be there.
You can't have an atmosphere if you don't have a magnetic field. That's what I'm saying.
So then it would be the moon. And it's not the moon.
There's no magnetic field on the moon either.
That's what I'm saying. There is no magnetic field on the moon. You go to the moon, it's a big fucking rock floating through the goddamn space.
Yes.
You go to Mars. Mars is a planet. Mars actually has an atmosphere.
They do not have an atmosphere.
There is.
No.
You have to. That's what makes it a planet.
It's gases. It's not but it makes what it a we call planet. An atmosphere.
Well, it's not. It might not be an atmosphere in comparison to what we think.
Yes, Earth what is. We have.
Yes, but it's still an atmosphere. Jupiter, Saturn, all of them have atmospheres.
That's what we can live in.
No, we might not be able to live in the shit, but there's still an atmosphere there. There's still a planet. A planet has an atmosphere. That's part of being a planet.
Mercury has an atmosphere.
Yeah, it's hot as shit. We ain't going to be able to live there. But there is an atmosphere there.
The atmosphere of Mars is much thinner than Earth's. The red planet's atmosphere contains more than 95% carbon dioxide and much less than 1% oxygen.
95% carbon dioxide, which means trees should be able to thrive. Plants should be able to thrive in that environment.
They still need water, though. There's no water.
And they can thrive. Even if you do terraform and create water, that will create oxygen, which will just float out into space. because there's no magnetic field to create a shield against radiation from the sun.
Yeah. Our ozone layer has.
How
holes
about I just look up what is Mars, and our next cast will be about what is Mars.
Mars is a.
I'll be Miss Frizzle real quick.
On that note, it's a good point to stop.
We're going to stop on Miss Frizzle.
We almost got there, though. Next episode, we will be getting into we're not coming up from monkeys and shit like that.
That's just kind of my standpoint on it. I think we've been over that before anyway.
We've teased it. We've teased it several times. We've never actually gone deep into it.
At least she's not terraforming Mars.
Well, this is Drinks with Winks. We're out.
Later.
Bye.